The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Nicola, right? As I sat there watching my Twitter feed there, I see Sky has been obsessed with that royal baby there outside.
Oh, no. We're not talking about
yes, the royal baby. That $7,500 a night hospital, right? On the same day.
Directly opposite the NHS hospital.
Yeah. What's wrong with the NHS, first and foremost? They are the people, I don't know. Sort of, anyway, and there's these people, it's the same day, by the way, was it the Trussell Trust or something, announced that record food banks around the country, you know, giving people sort of money, $7,500 a night, that place. I mean, people give birth on their own, you know, it's fine, it'll happen pretty much. Anyway.
Under a bus, exactly.
And there are people outside there, that Kay Burley, talking to some real sort of people who should be rounded up and exterminated. Been there, one woman's been there 15 days. 15 days?! That was before anyone ever. She must stink. Absolutely stink. Wasn't she? Ah, disgusting. And I did say, people blame the Royals for being inbred. Those people watching the Royals are inbred. Absolutely. It's insane. And what's the name going to be? Who cares what the name will be? It'll be a boy's name.
It'll be called Parasite, really, by all of us who know.
Oh, that's a bit strong, Nicola. Oh, that's
Parasite.
You've gone below the belt there. That's unbelievable. I didn't say that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying, I hate them saying, oh, Nicola, that was really down in the Royals there. I'm just saying I hate the obsession with it.
Okay.
You are calling them parasites.
In terms of accession, she's just produced her generation's equivalent of Prince Andrew.
And he's really a fine man, Prince Andrew. He served in the army, the navy, everything. But whatever, he's navy, is it? I don't know. They get all these badges, don't they, for pretending to be in the navy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, as far as we're aware, it'll be a boy's name. Just move on, everyone. Just go back to work.
My favourite baby is Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's going up.
That's
all we need to know.
Yeah, BTC is. I see it as I'm looking on my little desktop here. It's above $9,000, isn't it? $9,000 above there. It hasn't been above that
for
a while.
This is really working. We need to see some people putting some money to work now, and then everything will be good.
What's a short squeeze, Nicola? Explain a short squeeze if people don't know it.
Okay, there was a huge build-up. You know, there's a myth that you can't short Bitcoin, or you can't short sell it. In other words, you can't sell it when you don't have any to buy it back later cheaper. That's how you make money. That's short selling. So you sell something you haven't got, you borrow it, and you're going to buy it back lower for less. That's how you make money. And there's a myth that you couldn't do that in Bitcoin. Actually, you can do that quite easily at most exchanges, you know, and there was a huge build up in short positions in February, huge all time high short positions when Bitcoin was at the lows, which is mad, really, because everyone thought it would keep going.
I see.
And so, you know, people kept saying, well, who's going to buy it? No, the sentiment's so poor. Nobody wants any Bitcoin. But what happens is it stops going down because nobody's selling anymore, and it starts to creep up. And what happens is the stop loss orders of the people who sold it short kind of recently are the fuel. When people cover those, they buy back their positions that they sold. That's the fuel for the rally. And so that's where the fuel for this rally in Bitcoin has come from.
Yeah, okay, all right there. Okay, let's get on to some stocks.
Okay.
But what will the name be? Oh, I watched this morning. I was on the treadmill this morning, right? And I was watching BBC Briefing, right? This lady there, and she was saying things, something like, and text us. What do you think the name will be? And what the most boring text in living history that will be? All you get is a list of names. One person suggested Barry. One suggested Arthur. And then, how boring is this? We pay a taxpayer. People are texting the name of... Who cares? Anyway, Angus Energy. They've raised $3 million via convertible loan notes to take a 25% interest in Balcombe, which is a Kimmage in the horse in the Weald Basin, which is quite a prospective area for oil. ANGS is a ticker. Nicola, what do you think on the chat?
ANGS once again. The opening's low back in 2016, November 2016, in this stock was 6. And once again, this has held beautifully as support. And we're rallying for it from it. This is the second day that we're rallying away from this level. The difference this time is that because we've been sideways at this low for so long, we're now above the daily 50 and the daily 20 moving average that we didn't do yesterday. I think we keep going higher from here. We've got important resistance that we have to clear and close above at 8.7. It's a pivot level going all the way back. And above 8.7, I think we should start to fly in the stock. And I'm looking for a rally to 18 and the 200-day moving average.
Okay, the marvellous. I'm just typing here, looking at Great Western Mining Corporation with GWMO. They've had an operational update, talking about infill drilling programme in America there. They did copper and all that stuff there. So up on that operational update today, which is 4.6% as I look at it. On the chart though, Nicola, what does it look like on the chart? What will the name be?
Well... Stop it. For 6 months, this stock has been trying to bottom. And every time it rallies, it hits its head at the 236 Fib level, the first Fibonacci retracement. I know that that's boring for people, so we won't mention Fibonacci. Let's say 200-day moving average. Today is the first time that we're looking above it again this year. And I think, well, since January, and I think a daily close above 1.136 is a bullish reversal, and we should see a after so long of going sideways, we should see a really powerful move higher from here to 1.4, then 1.62, and above 1.62 we've bottomed, and this stock could see new highs.
All right, that's good then. IRR, which is Iron Ridge Resources, they've had a bit of news out today, and the reason why I'm talking very slowly is I'm waiting for the page to load to see what it was. Oh, yes, it was it was an update, exploration update for the Chad Gold Project Portfolio, IRR. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Well, IRR, when I clean up this chart, I had been looking for, you know, we had a spectacular rally in 2016 into the beginning of 2017. And now I'd been looking for an ABC correction in this stock and then a turn higher. Normally, you would expect a reversal between 50 to retrace between 50 and 61.8 of the entire rally, which we've done. But I had a measured move target of 19, a place to buy this. And we haven't quite got there. So whenever I see that, I kind of think, are we going to go a bit late lower or have we really bottomed here? So in this stock, what I want to see for us to confirm that we've bottomed is a breakout of the trend line that we can draw from the highs. I'm just tidying up this. I'll remove this. So if you draw a trend line from the April 2017 high, if we break above that, and then if we get above 27.5, which is that same fib going the other way, then I think we have bottomed and it looks really good. So... Okay. Those are the parameters that I would like to see. Above 27.5, this one, the correction is over, the long, long correction is over in this stock, and we should carry on higher.
Okay. Jersey Oil and Gas next is JOG, and they've released an RNS about 3D seismic survey. They've agreed to pre-fund that, apparently over the P2170 license. And that's what is with this? Statoil, I think. Statoil. Marvellous. Anyway, JOG on the chart, Nick. What are you reckon?
JOG had a huge rally in September, October, and again another ABC correction back to between the 50% and 61.8 retrace of the entire rally, and now we're turning higher. Today, since we've done that and we bottomed, today is the first day we're back above the 200-day moving average. I'm looking for some follow-through, a close above 202 and continue higher. If we look at this one on the weekly chart, you can see that this is a very messy up and down in this stock. But if we look on a weekly chart, I would like to point out that since forever, since this stock has been in existence, and that's all the way back to, 2011, this week and today is the first time we've been above the weekly 200 moving average ever. So I think that this is a very positive sign. I'm looking for it to continue higher.
Okay, all right. Well, the last one is Sirica Energy, SQZ, and today they've had an Erskine Field update. I don't think the market was flattered by it because we're down a little bit, and there's a lot of thumbs down on Vox Markets for the RNS. So I'm wondering, oh, there we are. We are disappointed the efforts by the Lomond Field operator to clear wax from the Lomond. So they've had issues there. I'm not sure the detail of that, but obviously it's not impressed the market. Nick, what do you reckon there?
I'm going to go to a weekly chart in this one to start out.
Go for it, girlfriend.
The resistance at 91, where we failed this year so far, is really important. It's lows all the way back from 2006, and it was the highs in 2010. So, you know, it's a very important support and resistance level, and nothing else. And a 61.8 fib, I think that we're going to need another leg of correction lower. If we go down to the daily again and look where the 200-day moving average, it's all the way down towards 52. So I see a pullback here. We're going to retest the lows that we made at the start of the month, at the end of March. I think if we close below 68, we will continue lower back towards the mid-50s.
Okay.
And then we will complete an ABC correction, and then I would look higher again from there. So in a correction phase, it might take a month or two, and then this stock should turn higher again.
Okay, I see, Nicola. Fair enough.
On the weekly, there's no question. This is a lovely, you know, big uptrend. This is just a correction, and then we carry on higher.
Are you aware you stop, and then I've got to say something, and you start again?
Okay, I'll shut up.
No, but are you aware you stop in a big gap where I think you finish, I start talking, then you start talking again? Are you, you realise? You did it like three times then.
Stop it.
It's almost like you're trying to trick me out. It's almost like you're trying to catch me out by stopping, then I start, you start again. And then, what are you trying to catch me out here? Anyway, Adam Issat on Facebook said, I love you. And then his next comment is, hello.
Hello, Adam. Thank you, Adam.
I think he felt he went a bit.
Do you love Justin or do you love me, Adam? No, but me, don't you?
Listen now. I think he felt he went a bit strong with the first comment. I love you, and then he went back. Hello. So he pulled back a bit. Maybe he should have gone with the hello first.
I love you too, Adam.
Can you get KR1, which is Kryptonite 1? It's on the next exchange. I don't know if it'll come up in your charting. Try KR1. I don't know if you'll see it there. KR1. Oh, no, it's not. You can't see it, can you?
I can't get it up. No, KR1, no.
Kryptonite. No, it's on the next exchange, so we can't see it on here. So you can't. So sorry about that. So someone's made a request for that on Facebook.
I'll try and get it from somewhere else for next time.
It's like almost going on a first date, isn't it? And the first thing you say accidentally is, you know, I love you. Hello. Sorry. Cool. By the way, you can see this video on the blog page, which is Vox Markets.
Justin,
yes.
What do you think they'll call the baby?
Oh, I hope they call it. I was going to swear then. If it's a swear word, that'll mess up all broadcasters. Give it a big, strong swear word. Yeah, but anyway, catch the video here. You can see the video if you're listening on the podcast at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.